the president's toast to President-elect Guillermo Leon Valencia of Colombia at the state luncheon in his honor. From the family dining room of the White House, June 25th, 1962.
I know that you all join me in expressing a very warm welcome to our distinguished guest, the president-elect, who is passing through his happiest days at this moment, and also to the members of his government and to our friend, the ambassador. Speaking personally, I will say that we have never received, Mr. Kennedy and myself, representing our country, a warmer welcome and a more genuine one than we received on that Sunday when we visited the capital of Colombia. And I mean that quite sincerely. There was a most spontaneous outpouring of friendship for the United States, which I've seen, and which I think was extremely helpful, not only in giving us a warm feeling of welcome, but also in indicating the happy relations which can exist and must exist between our two countries and the other countries, the other sister republics of the Western Hemisphere. Our ties with Colombia are especially close. Colombia was the only country, I believe, in this hemisphere, in the South, that sent troops to Korea. They had a most distinguished record. They were given a unit citation. Their casualties were high. Nearly half of those who went were casualties. Those who were taken prisoner had a most extraordinary record of endurance and of standing by their principles. And this is only one of many evidences of determination to maintain the independence and freedom of their country and their people. We have been very grateful for the friendship of the present government, President Yaris Camargo, who occupies a position of distinction here in this country and throughout the free world. The president-elect is well known to us all. His father was a distinguished poet. He himself has had wide experience. He won an overwhelming electoral triumph. He has committed, as we are committed, to the best ideals of the Alliance for Progress. We look forward to working with him in the closest cooperation. Two of our young men in the Peace Corps died in his country a few weeks ago as evidence of our desire for peaceful cooperation. And so that in a real sense, our blood, our interests, our hopes are commingled. So Mr. President-elect, you're most welcome here. And we drink to your very good health and success in your administration, to the well-being of the people of Colombia, and to the good health of the President of Colombia.